There's a very striking photograph on the front page of the Irish Times. It's by Tom Honan and it shows three young boys all dressed in the same orange-pink colour. They are Jack, Harry and Ollie Foy, aged 6, 7 and 3, the grandsons of Eugene Marr, a man who was killed while on his bicycle in Fairview, Dublin, 4 years ago. The boys were at the launch yesterday of the World Day of Remembrance for Traffic Victims. Also there was Elbert Toomey, a Cork woman who lost her entire family just over 7 years ago when a suicidal driver drove into their car during a family holiday in Devon. Evelyn Ring reports in the Irish Examiner that Ms. Toomey pushed for police officers to be trained in suicide awareness. And she said, "My beauties in heaven are smiling at her success in having achieved that." The Independent TD Noel Grealish provides the front page lead story for the Examiner. Elaine Loughlin reports that he has been accused of disgraceful racism. Those are the words of Ruth Coppinger, TD, of Solidarity People Before Profit, to describe Mr. Grealish's suggestion during Leader's Question in the Dáil yesterday that money being sent from Ireland by Nigerian migrants could be the proceeds of crime or fraud. His remarks came just weeks after he claimed that African migrants are spongers, the Examiner says. It goes on to report that the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, reminded the Dáil of Ireland's long history of people leaving and sending money back home. "I remember that all of my grandmother's family went to America and she told me about the cheques coming from the United States," he said. Meanwhile, in the Times, columnist Michael Harding writes that County Leitrim has to a great extent been rejuvenated by people from other societies coming here. "I rejoice when I meet people from Riga, Lagos or Aleppo on the streets who enrich the cultural and economic life of places like Carrick-on-Shannon and Drumshanbo," he says. The Irish Independent's front page story comes from a criticism of banks by the Deputy Governor of the Central Bank, Ed Sibley. He told a conference that banks are hitting many mortgage holders with double the interest rate they need to be profitable. The Times takes its lead story from a study by the Economic and Social Research Institute, which finds that Irish houses are not overvalued, despite prices rising by 85% since 2013. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun lead stories concern the actor Johnny Ward, known from RTE's Fair City. He has spoken about how he used to teach dance and drama to Anna Criegel. "When they learnt of her murder," he said, "there was a horrible, horrible cloud over Leixlip, and there still is." The Irish Daily Mirror leads with a report about a couple who were charged at Killarney District Court yesterday with more than 200 offences involving five children. The Irish News reports that a loyal order band, which caused outrage when members marched through Derry bearing Parachute Regiment and Soldier F insignia, will not take part in next month's Lundy Parade. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the criticism of Sinn Féin for having Shankill bomber Sean Kelly as one of its election team. Alan McBride, who lost his wife Sharon in the 1993 bombing by the IRA, said using Kelly as a canvasser was causing distress to the families of those he murdered. Earlier, the paper says Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald defended Sean Kelly as standing four square with the peace process. A new study of the damage that can be done by e-cigarettes provides the lead story for the Irish Daily Mail. The Times front page headline spells out the findings published in the European Heart Journal. E-cigarettes damage brain, heart and lungs. The Mail headline says, "Vaping is creating a generation of nicotine addicts."